My dear brothers and sisters, I greet you all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is 2 weeks ago that the bishops of Sudan and South Sudan left for Rome to the Vatican on an invitation from our superiors, Pope Francis and the two cardinals assisting him, Cardinal Filoni, in charge of the propagation of faith, and Cardinal Secretary of State, Cardinal Parolin. We came back last Monday, practically all of us, while other bishops are on the way, taking different routes, but still back to the Sudan and to South Sudan. The Archbishop is still in Italy, just for some checkups, and at the same time visiting some old friends who have worked in the Sudan with him. At this stage, I would like, in the first place, to pass to you the greetings and the blessings of His Holiness Pope Francis to each and every one of you. The Pope met us on the 20th, and we had a very long conversation with him. All of us, the bishops of Sudan and South Sudan, he gave us 45 good minutes. For the first time in the history of the bishops, usually they go and they meet the Pope not less than 10 to 15 minutes. But this time we were accorded 45 minutes. The Holy Father was, as an elder brother, talking to us with affection, and we shared with him our situation, the situation of the church and the situation of the countries in which we live, Sudan and South Sudan. We went to Rome to discuss issues that have to do with our church in South Sudan and also our church in the Sudan. We discussed a long range of issues, among which is truly the stability of the Christian faith in these two countries. You will find details as time goes along, but Pope Francis is very dear to us and very close to us in all things. And he told us, pass my regards, my blessings, and my prayers to all the people in the Republic of South Sudan. My dear brothers and sisters, you then receive in this Mass, together with the Bishop, the blessing of His Holiness Pope Francis. We also invited him, and he told us the President of the Republic has already invited him the last time he was in Uganda. And so now the bishops are just completing the invitation that is already being given by our President. We are now given the responsibility to formalize the invitation. It is not enough to invite the Holy Father by the word of mouth. There must be a written, formal invitation, both from the government as well as from the church. So the two invitations will have to arrive his office so that he can schedule us among the countries to be visited. So these are eternal details that will be organized and therefore placed at the table of His Holiness Pope Francis, who is eager to come to our country and to pray with us.